Australia Second Home. Australia Second Home, hemi one program blong SPS Bislama. Mo hemi take them together. All member of Bislama community, where is to believe, walk, mo study, all about blong Australia.
Mi Malia Tasi Bulu, mi blo alem blo Pentecost, mi blo one family blo six, kandli family blo mi, mi sali blo Port Vila City, mi last born the family, so we got four older brothers with them, one older sister. Mami mi blo Tuvalu, tati mi blo Pentecost, so lo year 13 we've been originally we've been applied for Mikolo New Zealand. We've been applied for New Zealand scholarship and also we applied for Australia for which we've been fellow New Zealand scholarship. Unfortunately it might be in fall through, but we've been fortunate enough when we get accepted come to Australia University. Unfortunately because of COVID-19 and borders were closed law 2020, I was not able to start my bachelor's until 2022 when we arrived in Melbourne.
Thank you, Tomas. One M course now, you stop taking now, yeah, more you stop studying low 1M school. More suppose you have it, I'm small too. 1M now, I mean, motivate you, pick one law career pathway you stop taking now, yeah.
Currently, we start. Study Bachelor of Community Development in Victoria University, which is one of a really good university law Melbourne. We've been choosing Victoria University from uni and we got one unique block model where you allow me focus on one unit at a time. After you open up free time, let me make some other extracurricular activities and build them up skills for me in other areas. So my one of the big motivation and big reasons why we've been choosing Victoria University. Biggest reason why we've been choosing Blomiko law program me from all parents me. That day I saw work, I one lawyer, I saw with the people and mommy too, I work at law one clinic. So it really helped law put a lot of things into perspective if that show me the areas that we need to help them and we need them development them. So me one of the biggest motivation me blow me study community development and build them up skill set me so that once we go back law Vanuatu I can help in those areas and contribute law contribute law part of me.
Suppose you have a small one now some for the challenges where you've been facing since day one time where you arrived in Melbourne?
When we first arrived in Melbourne, I think one of the biggest challenges for me is the culture shock that we've been experiencing. Melbourne is one of the most culturally diverse cities in Australia. So it was very challenging and very challenging for me to maneuver around the different cultural nuances and learn how to be respectful of the different cultures. Another challenge for me was finding my way around such a big city. Where my first time when I came to Melbourne, and it was very different from Port Vila. So it was about learning how to learning about the transport system, Lower Melbourne, the different train lines with all trams and the buses. It's about learning how to do payments in Australia, electronic payments in Australia. And generally, it was just about finding my foot and learning how to get around the city by myself. Another challenge that I faced was finding accommodation. I think this was mostly one of my big challenges because I had to go online and look at rental property, look at rental houses, look at share houses, and I had to go and visit the site and talk to new people and find out more about like the rental prices, the appropriate rental prices for houses and find out, ensure that as one international student, Bangladesh was scamming me for money. And it was just about finding the right accommodation, the right and safe accommodation for myself. So one of the biggest places where I would advise for all students really start at any opportunities law university where we promote them, especially like little job boards and newsletters and all that stuff, because they have a lot of opportunities like internships, jobs in your area of studies. So it's always about finding it and taking the initiative to apply and be open to learning.
You said that I'm small no more. You talk about a little bit when some long all challenges where you've been facing. But what about all successes since you arrived in Melbourne? You should elaborate small more. Suppose you should maybe give him one example or one for a success story and blow you where you think him you want for a standout success story and life for you. Also, one student in Melbourne.
One of the biggest success that I'm proud to have accomplished or be part of, Hemi, this cultural club in my university called the Pacifica Island Association Club. So this club is called, for short, it's called PRVU. So PRVU was started last year in 2023 by the club president, Margaret, one woman, Lo PNG. So Hemi saw them because Hemi realized, say, there's not a lot, there's an under representation of Pacifica Island students in Melbourne. So Hemi been struggling with the sense that Hemi wanted to bring us together and create a community where we can support each other, promote our culture and learn more about each other and appreciate our differences. So one of my stories that I'm most proud to be part of. And currently me hold a position for social media manager for PRVU. So we're looking at me mostly to promote our events and our work in social in the social platform, for Instagram and Facebook. The events that we are currently running and we're looking to run is mostly we set up stalls and set up stalls, low university events and career expos, and we advocate for climate justice in the Pacific and other relevant Pacific issues that are happening.
One last final question, no more before you me end my program, blow you me. One advice where you have given him law, someone who just come out of secondary school and he never traveled before. Maybe you got a tool to prepare him or get up make him journey also you and the law one Australia funded awards scholarship.
Okay, so my advice to students who are coming into to study in Australia who've never been to a big city and are just new to traveling in general, just don't be scared, because we've all been there and it's okay to be scared. But just take the chance and just take every opportunity that comes your way, because I can tell you that any opportunity that you take in Australia will definitely help you develop your skills and your experience and help you grow professionally and personally as a person.